Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, the inquiry into the Oma bombing continues this week as families of victims deliver their harrowing statements on that atrocity. The bombing was the deadliest attack of the Troubles, leaving an entire community devastated and the Good Friday Agreement on pretty fragile ground. Well, over 25 years later, families of the victims are getting their chance to speak in the inquiry in the North, but there are growing calls that the Republic should have also an inquiry to examine the role of the Republic in the atrocity. I'm joined by one man who was central to all of those events at that time, and that's former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. Bertie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I'm very interested, looking back on that period, you and Tony Blair had a conversation, which is now in the public domain, a couple of weeks before the bombing in Omagh, and you informed him that you didn't think that the real IRA, although they numbered about 100 people, that they were not terribly active.
Well, I know, I'm not sure it was that, but they were not terribly active. But the security forces had been quite successful in thwarting a number of the activities that they've been involved in. There were bombings at the time. They had certainly bombings at, I think, three or four different locations. But also the security forces were well on top of them in the number of events. And the belief was that summer, that McKevitt and his group, who had broken away from the Provision IRA after the meeting in Donegal, and that the security forces were fairly well on top of them. Unfortunately, that was not the case. I think the security forces were certainly monitoring them, and hopefully that is what will come out in this inquiry as we go through the months ahead. But unfortunately, when it came to Omagh, that wasn't successful.
Now, the reaction when you heard about the Omagh bombing, I'm sure you got reports moments after the atrocity actually happened. What was your reaction? Because the peace process and the Good Friday Agreement, not many months old.
No, I mean, I was actually in my office in Drumcondra that Saturday afternoon, and I got a call immediately from my brother was listening to a sports program in the north. So within literally a minute of it being reported, and I went to my office in government buildings and remained there, I think, for the night, and talking to, you know, the guards and the security people and the people in the north. It was horrendous. And in the days after, I went to Omagh, I went to Belfast, I went to Donegal, I went to a number of the funerals and a number of the houses and the wards and the hospitals where people were. And it was, and this last week, and you've been reporting on the horrendous events. I met many of those families. And of course, from there on, Michael Gallagher, who was an extraordinary man who has fought for a quarter of a century to get this inquiry and to also take the case that was taken some years ago. But they have fought long and hard to try and get justice and get to the truth insofar as that is possible at this remove.
Well, at this stage in the inquiry, we're hearing the testimony of those who were affected by the bombs, either the families of people who died or people who were caught up in the bombing and suffered life-changing injuries that are with them to this day. It's a very harrowing inquiry at the moment. We get, if you like, to the forensics of the whole thing a little bit later on in the inquiry. But one of the big things is, you know, it's reported that the bomb was made in the Republic. It was tracked in its passage somewhere along the way. It was lost. And that seems inexplicable.
Yeah, that was the view at the time. I'm not too sure. I mean, I'm sure a lot of data will come out exactly where the bomb was made and how it was moved. But definitely there was cross-border activity in it. There, you know, to what extent, hopefully we'll get all of that. There's various reports over the years and various things have come out over the years. But I think the view at the time was that the real IRA were planting this bomb at the courthouse and that those that were driving the car were being tracked somewhere along the way. That seems to have been lost or wasn't followed. The bomb was meant to go to the courthouse. It didn't. It was believed that the drivers then parked it. They didn't undetonate the bomb and got out. And as the police, the RUC then were driving the people away from the courthouse down into Market Square, that's exactly where they parked the bomb. Mm-hmm. So it was an absolute, probably one of the worst tragedies of all the troubles. And then, I think the families just want to find out, could it have been avoided? Was there something that could have happened? Now, in those days, Pat, there was a huge amount of intelligence by the Irish Guards, but the security forces generally, North and South, and in Britain, MI5, MI6, were deeply involved. And so whether somebody lost the tracking, whether they didn't act on it, I don't know. But hopefully some light will be thrown on that by the various experts and the security people who I'm sure will cooperate with this inquiry.
I mean, when you look at something which happens like this, an atrocity, and if it was quite a deliberate thing, and we presume that McKevitt and his associates wanted this to happen, and maybe they didn't anticipate the massive loss of life, they thought maybe, and I'm only giving them the slight benefit of a doubt, that the warnings would be heeded, that the car would be in the place they said it was going to be parked, and then something went wrong. You know, you can believe that was the case, that they were the malign influence in all of this. And then there are others who would say, look, it might suit other parties, be they some of the securocrats, that the peace process would be, like OMA, blown to bits.
Yeah, well, you know, there are a few things in this. Yeah, I wouldn't give any credit to the bombers or those who organised it, because if you get an explosive, I forget how many, I think it was over 500 pounds of explosives. It was packed in the booth, apparently it was laden down, and you use detonators and you use Semtex to even make the explosion bigger. You know, whether it went to its right location or not, I wouldn't give any credit or credence to those who were involved, because look at the tragedies that it brought about, not only on that occasion, but other occasions that have been the worst. There was always the concern that there were people who might not be in favour of the peace process working. I don't believe, quite honestly, that they would allow something to happen that would have the devastating effect that OMA did or some of the other atrocities over the years. But you know, there are those in the North. I don't subscribe to it, who always believe the securocrats had their own intents, but quite frankly, I don't think anyone senior in the security forces would allow that, and at least I hope I'm right in that.
That no one would allow the thing to go ahead when it might have been stopped, that's your belief?
Yeah, that's my belief. Now, that does not mean that somewhere in the...
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis.
Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
The process of where they had trackers and they'd intelligence and they'd phone things. They'd all these devices and technology. I know technology wasn't what it is now, but it was always believed at the time and that they were able to track these issues by phones and by car registers and all kind of other ways, and that they had a fair amount of intelligence on the real IRA at the time. I think there's no doubt about that. Now, had they that day? Did they lose it? What happened? Why was it lost? They're the questions that hopefully will be answered in the months ahead by Lord Turnbull.
The security people always are years ahead of the general public in terms of the availability of technology. I remember years ago seeing a picture of Oliver North, I think it was in 1980, at the airport in Tehran when the hostages were about to be released. And he was on the tarmac with a little square box with an antenna, like a radar antenna on top of it. And that was a satellite phone in 1980. And that was 8 years before we launched the old 088 analog phone in Ireland. So they have their ways.
They have their ways. And I mean, one of the issues I'm sure would be addressed in this, because it was always the source of debate at the time. I think it came up in the Dáil, but that the controlling towers or whatever technology they had in the UK was able to track the phones from the UK by MI5, MI6 into Northern Ireland. And the question was, you know, were they following that? And if they did they inform the RUC on the ground or the Gardaí? Well, it would have been the RUC. They would have been informing, not the Gardaí. But listen, these were all questions, Pat, that have been around. And in fairness to Michael Gallagher, I've met him many times. I met his full committee many, many times over a 10-year period. And they have painfully, in spite of the horrendous tragedies to their families and, as you said, the life-threatening issues and what it did to the community. I've been back to Oma, you know, dozens of times over the years. The last time was Christmas week. And, you know, these issues live on as if they were yesterday in the community in Oma. So it is vitally important that, I think probably two things I should say, that one, Lord Turnbull gets as much cooperation as he can, and the Irish government are committed in their various statements to do everything they can within the constitutional and the European the ECHR rules to cooperate with this. And I know there's some scepticism about that from the families, but hopefully Lord Turnbull can do that.
Now, you know, Charlie Flanagan, former Justice Minister, former Fine Gael Justice Minister, is saying that we should have our own parallel inquiry here. In spite of the fact that the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are pledging total cooperation, I mean, there is no compellability. So if you had, for example, a retired Garda from the time who was willing to, or who might have vital evidence and was unwilling to go voluntarily to testify, that person could not be compelled.
Yeah, no, I understand Charlie's point of view. I mean, we did over the years, and you'll recall, Pat, that when we had Justice Curry, who investigated some of the cases way back 20 years ago or more now, and Tony Blair and I agreed the terms of reference for that. We tried to do things together so that we could get as much completion as possible. And we did that in other investigations as well. And there were investigations down here too by some senior civil servants in, when some allegations were made by former members of the Guards. So a lot of this ground has been over. But the reality is this is an inquiry done under the UK Inquiries Act of 20 years ago, 2005. And that means that, you know, there could be problems. And what the government, I think, have been careful to say that the whatever cooperation they can give has to be consistent with Irish law, and particularly in regard to the constitutional and ECHR right of persons. So the circumstances you have said could well come to pass. And, but I mean, my hope is that at least people can give as best they can the kind of evidence that they should give. But they do have legal rights as well, so we'll have to see how that plays out.
I mean, there have been a lot of court cases over the years. You've had someone convicted, only one person convicted directly in relation to the bombing, and that conviction overturned. You've had civil cases where damages were ordered to be paid by certain people, including Michael McKevitt, who's now deceased. But from the get-go, I mean, the very early stages, the finger in political circles between yourself and Tony Blair directly pointed to the McKevitts.
Yeah, there was no doubt about that. I mean, there was intelligence at the time that, you know, after Donegal, when he came out, I mean, he was the bombing expert. He was the guy who knew the arms. He did the procurement. And him and another, you know, small group, all whose names have been in the public domain for the last 30 years, long before even OMA, there were people who were known to have huge capabilities in bombing and their locations. And all that has been in the public domain for even before OMA. But these people have never been charged, never been convicted. The evidence never has stood up. And as you've said, there's been many, many attempts at this. So, you know, we will. But I don't think there was any doubt that it was the real IRA. It was McKevitt and his group. And, you know, we did get them to go into ceasefire after that, not because anything we did. Public opinion was so outraged in this country, north and south and around the world after OMA, that they did cease. Of course, they broke that subsequently. And then we brought in the draconian laws in September of 98. That led to, I think, 41 of them being into prison. Many of them served long sentences. So, you know, that draconian law that was successful in breaking the group. And unfortunately, I'd like to say totally close them down, but I don't think you can make that statement.
Well, we will watch how this inquiry unfolds over the coming weeks and months, indeed, because we're only at phase one of the inquiry, which is to memorialise those who were killed and seriously injured in the OMA bombing.
Yeah. One thing, Pat, that I would like to say that I'm still involved in lots of groups in the north, and I know a lot of our Protestant friends sometimes. In OMA, there were Catholics and Protestants, Irish, non-Irish, and, you know, it didn't spare anybody. But I know there are other events that happened during the Troubles, and I know some of our northern friends feel very aggrieved that we don't maybe focus on some of those, and particularly, I suppose, the one where the Protestants were taken off the bus and killed. And I regularly get contacts from families that were involved in that. So we're not forgetting all of those terrible atrocities by whoever did them, but we always think of the victims, and I'd like to think we're fair in that.
Well, thank you very much for being with us to talk about that. There's one small thing I might ask you, Bertie, and that is apropos of St. Patrick's Day and Trump. I mean, you've been there, done that so many times, the White House on St. Patrick's Day.
11.
Okay, so what's your take, given what's going on in the world and, you know, trade wars and Gaza and Greenland and all the rest of it? What's your take? I mean, how would you regard this prospective, and it's only no invitation issued yet, this prospective St. Patrick's Day visit to the White House?
No, it's essential that we engage fully. I think it's something that started way back in Tip O'Neill's time with John Hume and others and Ronald Reagan. So it's gone a long, long time. It gives the Irish government of the day, whoever they are or whatever they're made up of, an enormous opportunity. Normally, you don't just meet the president. He brings in the Secretary of State. You know, he brings in several of the most of the leading lights come into the White House on that day. So the Irish government get an opportunity to say their piece. You know, sometimes that's not, you know, very comfortable because we're coming in saying our piece. But the Americans expect us to do that. I remember the time of the Iraq-Iranian war or the Iraq war, that I said our piece. And I remember President Bush listened attentively to me and then told me that in his view, the war would probably start next week. And then I just reiterated our view and that the Irish people were totally opposed to this. But I think it's important. It's absolutely crucial we do that, to give up that opportunity that we have of setting our position. And I think now, because of the events of yesterday, not only is it the tariffs and watching our own industries and our economy, but after what happened yesterday, which I find was quite extraordinary on Ukraine, the idea you're going into negotiations with Ukraine and you start by giving away Crimea, you give away you say you accept that the territorial boundaries of Ukraine do not have to go back to where they were. You say they won't get into NATO and that you won't use any of your soldiers to get in. You'd wonder what will be left to talk about. Because if you give away, I never in my life went into negotiations and you had three or four cards and you get them all away before you went in. But anyway, that's the president.
That's the president. Bertie Hearn, former Taoiseach, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just $3. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.